everyone, welcome to another deep dive. Today we're tackling a collab that's got everyone talking.
Yeah, it's
Hello Kitty and the Rubik's Cube.
Two icons, both turning 50.
And you know what's funny? The Rubik's Cube,
I didn't know that,
wasn't originally a toy at all.
Really?
But more on that later. First,
yeah.
What happens when cuteness meets brain-bending puzzles? Let's find out.
This collab is so interesting because it really plays with expectations. You've got the classic 3x3 cube.
Right.
But with Hello Kitty all over it.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. It's adorable.
Her bow, the little ears, all bright colors.
And it comes with a stand, right?
Oh, yeah, like her blue overalls.
So cute. Clearly for collectors, too, not just for solving. I saw it's about 30 euros online, places like Kawaii Gifts. But, okay, back to the Rubik's Cube's origins.
Right.
You said it wasn't always a toy.
It wasn't. It was made by Erno Rubik, a Hungarian architect, for his students to help them visualize 3D stuff.
So it was educational.
Exactly. Okay. Like a teaching tool, not a toy.
Wow, that's amazing. So now, with Hello Kitty, it's kind of come full circle.
Yeah, you could say that.
Still about spatial thinking, but with that kawaii twist.
Exactly.
And speaking of Hello Kitty, what a journey she's had. From a tiny coin purse.
It's wild.
Back in 75, like 1.50 euros or something, to a global phenomenon. That's incredible.
Sanrio, they really know how to make collabs work. Remember the ColourPop makeup?
Oh, yeah, that was huge.
Sold out super fast.
Like 48 hours?
Yep. And then the Crocs last year.
Oh, with the charms and everything.
All over Instagram. Millions of likes.
You work with influencers too, right?
Yeah, like at Hello Kitty Superfan, tapping into that whole community.
So it's a real strategy, not just slapping Hello Kitty on something and calling it a day.
Definitely not.
How does that work with the Rubik's Cube, then?
Well, think about it. They've probably been doing teasers online, building up the hype. You know,
makes sense.
Then influencers, big and small, spreading the word.
Reaching all sorts of people.
And then the challenges, especially on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. I can see that working.
Solve this kawaii cube in 60 seconds, that kind of thing.
Brilliant. Getting people to create content around it.
Exactly. It's user-generated marketing. It's gold.
Okay, but here's what I don't get. How is Hello Kitty still relevant?
It's a combo of things, I think.
Yeah.
First, her design. So adaptable.
You can put her on anything.
Exactly. Clothes, food, whatever. She works.
And then there's the no mouth thing.
Yeah, that's interesting, right?
That's kind of weird, but...
I heard Sanrio's marketing director say it's key to her appeal.
Really? How so?
She speaks through her heart or something like that.
So people see what they want in her.
Yeah. Project their own feelings.
Wow, that's deep.
So with the Rubik's Cube, it's more than just cuteness. People connect with her on a different level.
She's like a blank canvas for the collab's message.
You got it.
It's clever. I gotta give them that.
And both brands win. Hello Kitty gets into the puzzle world. Rubik's Cube gets the kawaii.
Expanding their audience, reaching new people.
Right.
It's funny, both of them have those pop culture ties. Did you know the Rubik's Cube was in Saturday Night Fever?
No way. Really?
Back in 81, instant cool factor.
That's so cool.
Now with Hello Kitty, it's like, it's not just a puzzle, it's a piece of history with a kawaii twist.
You're right, it adds a whole other layer.
Okay, before we get too deep into that, let's talk numbers.
All right, hit me.
These are huge brands, but how huge are we talking?
So the global toy market last year was estimated at $80 billion.
Wow, that's a lot of toys.
Gives you an idea of the potential impact, right?
And speaking of mind-blowing numbers... A 3x3 Rubik's Cube has over 43 quintillion combinations.
That's insane.
43 with 18 zeros after it.
It's hard to even imagine.
It shows you the complexity of the thing.
Back when it went global in 1980, they sold 5 million.
Now add Hello Kitty to that, this collab could be massive.
No doubt about it.
It's wild how two brands from such different worlds can come together and make something so unique.
It's the power of good collaboration.
But before we go any further, I think we need to dig into this whole pop culture and nostalgia thing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
How does that play into this collab's success?
We've all had toys that meant something to us, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Ones that take you back.
Totally.
I think both Hello Kitty and the Rubik's Cube. They do that for a lot of people.
They do. It's like they transport you back.
Exactly.
To simpler times, a sense of wonder.
Especially nowadays. Things are so hectic.
Right. It's like an escape.
And that's powerful, that connection to the past.
Okay, but let's back up a sec. The Rubik's Cube in Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think that says about it?
I think it shows how it went beyond just a teaching tool. It became this cultural icon.
Yeah, a symbol of the 80s.
That movie appearance.
Yeah.
It cemented that.
Made it cool, aspirational.
Totally.
And that image has stuck around. It's not just a puzzle, it's a statement.
Right.
And with Hello Kitty, it's like another layer to that statement.
What do you mean?
It's saying intelligence and fun, they can go together. Ah, I see what you're saying.
Like, problem solving can be cute and playful.
That's a good point.
It's a powerful message, don't you think?
It is. Challenges that whole serious versus fun thing. Like, you can have both.
Exactly.
And that resonates with people, no matter their age.
Finding that balance, right?
Yeah.
Challenge and joy.
You got it.
It's interesting how both Hello Kitty and the Rubik's Cube tap into that nostalgia we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For people who grew up with them, they bring back memories. Simpler times.
It's a powerful feeling, especially these days.
Right, when things are so complicated.
Nostalgia brings comfort, a connection to the past.
And they both do that. It's more than just selling a product.
Yeah.
It's telling a story about two iconic brands.
That have stood the test of time.
About joy, playfulness, and brain-bending fun.
And that story connects with people.
Deeply.
Reminding us that some things are timeless.
I think there's a great point to pause on. We've covered so much already.
We had this unexpected pairing, the cultural impact of toys, the power of nostalgia. It's all connected.
It is. It's fascinating.
But there's so much more to explore. In part two, we'll dive deeper into Sanrio's strategy, the psychology behind Hello Kitty's appeal, and what other brands can learn from all this.
Sounds good.
So stay tuned.
Back again for more Hello Kitty X Rubik's Cube action.
You know, it's really got me thinking. These two 50 years at the top of their game, that's impressive.
Yeah, not many can say that.
It's a lesson for any brand, really. How do you stay relevant for so long? What's the secret?
Well, a few things, I'd say. First, strong identity.
Okay, like what do they stand for?
Exactly. You see, Hello Kitty, you think cute, positive, Rubik's Cube. It's all about challenge, using your brain.
So knowing yourself, that's key.
It's the foundation.
But the world changes, tastes change, how do they adapt?
That's the second ingredient, adaptability.
Yeah.
Think about it. Hello Kitty's been on everything.
Oh, I know, it's crazy.
Clothes, food, you name it, she makes it work.
She really does. It's like she has this magic touch.
And the Rubik's Cube? Different sizes, shapes, even electronic ones?
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
They're not afraid to try new things.
Gotta keep it fresh, keep people interested.
Exactly. Innovation is key.
But there's something else, isn't there?
You're right.
It's not just going solo. They team up, too.
Collaboration, that's the third ingredient.
Like Sanrio, they're masters at that.
Hello Kitty, collabs everywhere, expanding her reach.
And the Rubik's Cube has done it, too, with artists and brands.
It's smart. Working together makes both sides stronger.
Create something new, something exciting.
It's got to be the right partner, though. Someone who shares your values but brings something different.
Okay, so we've got strong identity, adaptability, collaboration. Sounds like a recipe for success to me.
It is. But there's one more thing.
What's that?
Through all that change, they haven't lost themselves.
You're right. They've stayed true to their core.
They've evolved, but they're still authentic.
And maybe that's the most important lesson. Authenticity, that's timeless.
People can spot a fake a mile away.
But when something's real, it connects.
Builds trust, loyalty, it lasts.
Okay, speaking of connecting, let's talk about Sanrio's marketing for this Rubik's Cube thing.
Right.
It's not just, hey, it's Hello Kitty, buy it.
Definitely not. They're playing a deeper game.
I mean, those teasers we talked about, it's not just showing the product, it's building anticipation.
I see. Like, what's it going to be?
Exactly. Creating a buzz, a sense of mystery.
And then the influencers. Big and small.
Reaching everyone, different parts of the audience.
Spreading the word organically.
Creating a conversation.
And those TikTok challenges, gotta love those. People showing off their Rubik's Cube skills with the Hello Kitty twist.
It's genius. Turning marketing into entertainment.
People are talking, sharing, making their own content.
And it all plays to both nostalgia and the current trends.
Awesome.
It reminds older folks of their Hello Kitty love.
Right.
But introduces her to a new generation through TikTok and stuff.
It's like they're bridging the gap.
It's a clever strategy. They've cracked the code on staying relevant. But, okay, back to nostalgia for a sec.
Yeah.
Why is it so powerful, especially for this collab?
It's more than just feeling good about the past. It actually affects how we buy things.
Really?
When something reminds us of good times, it's comforting, familiar. We want that feeling back.
Makes sense.
Hello Kitty, Rubik's Cube. They both have that power.
They do, for different generations, but still.
They represent simpler times, when things were less, I don't know.
Less hectic.
Yeah, less hectic.
And by combining them, it's like double the nostalgia, wider appeal.
Like tapping into this shared memory bank.
Of happy times, childhood fun.
Exactly. It's emotional marketing at its finest.
It's not just buy this thing, it's remember this feeling, we can bring it back.
And people buy into that, it's powerful.
It's a story, isn't it? About these two brands standing the test of time.
The power of joy, playfulness.
And that story, it resonates. It's a smart move, gotta give them that.
But you know, there's one thing we haven't really talked about yet.
What's that?
The psychology behind Hello Kitty herself.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Why is she so enduring? What's the secret?
I'm curious to hear your take on that.
Well, that's what we'll pick up next time.
Sounds good to me.
Welcome back for the final part of our deep dive into Hello Kitty and the Rubik's Cube.
I'm ready to solve this mystery. We've talked about so much, branding, nostalgia, all that.
But the biggest question remains.
Yeah, what's the deal with Hello Kitty? Why is she so universally loved? After 50 years, it's got to be more than just cute.
It's a question that's fascinated people for decades.
Marketers, psychologists, everyone wants to know.
And I think it comes down to a few key things.
Lay it on me.
First, her lack of a mouth.
We've touched on it, but I'm still not sure I get it.
It's more powerful than you might think.
Now so.
It makes her a blank slate.
Okay, I see.
People can project their own emotions onto her.
She can be happy, sad, whatever you feel.
Exactly. And that makes her incredibly relatable.
No matter who you are, where you're from, you connect with her.
It's a universal language, cuteness, and connection.
It's amazing how something so simple can have such a big impact. But there's got to be more to it, right?
Of course. Her design is also key. Those clean lines, the rounded shapes.
The bow, the ears. It's instantly recognizable.
And it evokes this sense of childlike innocence.
Like a simpler time, pure and joyful.
Exactly. And that's so comforting in today's world.
Which can be pretty chaotic, let's be honest.
But Hello Kitty offers an escape, a return to innocence.
No wonder people love her. She's a breath of fresh air.
But Sanrio's marketing is brilliant, too. They've kept her relevant. Without losing her essence.
That balance, tradition, and innovation, it's impressive.
They're not afraid to try new things.
But they always make sure it's still Hello Kitty.
Like, they understand that authenticity is what matters.
And that's a lesson for any brand, really. It's not just about trends, it's about knowing yourself.
Staying true to your values, connecting with people authentically.
And I think this Rubik's Cube collab shows that.
How so?
It's unexpected, playful, but it still feels genuine.
It's like they're saying we could be serious and fun at the same time.
It's challenging the norm, in a good way.
It proves that even established brands can benefit from a little shakeup.
Keeps things interesting, shows you're not afraid to evolve.
And it reinforces your core values in a new way.
Exactly. It's about thinking outside the box.
Finding unexpected ways to connect with your audience.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, what are some key takeaways? What can we learn from all this?
I think the biggest lesson is that balance we talked about.
Tradition and innovation going hand in hand.
Stay true to yourself, but be open to new things.
It's like life advice disguised as a brand analysis.
You could say that.
Who knew a Hello Kitty Rubik's Cube could be so insightful?
Sometimes the most unexpected things lead to the most interesting discoveries.
That's a good note to end on, I think. Well, dear listener, that's a wrap on this deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed exploring this unexpected collaboration.
And remember, the next time you see something that seems a little strange, don't dismiss it right away.
There might be a fascinating story waiting to be uncovered.
Keep your mind open, keep exploring, and we'll see you on the next deep dive adventure.